Radhika is laughing in his mind, in her mind. She told that, Idam Achmanyam Aung Mitrayanama. Oh, Vrindayanamaha. That is Krishnayanama. Then he, Idam Arghaya Aung Mitrayanamaha. She is giving him water and Durva ghar, you know, Durva grass and jaw. Jaw means?
One type of seed. That type of seed.
Jaw. Mixing them, it becomes argha. So, idam argham om mitrayanama. Here, Srimati Radhika giving her love and telling that this argha, from this argha, om mitrayanamaha. And by mitraya, he does everything, not to Krishna, not to son, only to Krishna. When he is reading so many mantras and so beautifully pronunciations, idam pushpam samalyam om mitrayanama, for long life of her husband, for so many cows and so many wealth and cities. It has also some other meanings here. So he did. She became very, very much pleased that Jatila. And he get to what?
Ring.
To Krishna. But Krishna told that firstly, I have told you that I will not take Jatila. When my guru will hear, he will be so much offended. So I will not take. He told that I have offered, how can I take return? Madhumangal told that, anyhow, Krishna, you should take and give me. I am Brahmin. So, he asked Jatila and took and bended in her cloth. Krishna said that, I have told you that I know. Astrology also. But I don't disclose anything. But she requested Kundalata to Jatila. You should pray this Brahmin to see the hands of your daughter in law. Krishna so tell that I have not seen any hands of any wife. How can it be? But if you are requesting, I will see from a distance. And told that Kundalata or Jatila can take the hands of Srimati Radhika. And I will, from distance, I will see. When Srimati Radhika began to show her hands, she became trembling and all hair became. Krishna also saw that hand and became light friend. But anyhow, he kept and told that, so what is the name of her husband? He Jatila told that Abhimanyu. Then he thought something, reading the hand, and told that, oh, something is wrong in this. So beautiful hand. But it seems that his husband has so very few days life. And only he is surviving by the what it that does to sons. And by this verdict, her husband is alive. If he will do not do the worship of son here, he may die in 2 or 3 days. So he should continue this, and you should not take her and give any disturbance in this worship. If he will allow her to worship here, of son, then so many cows will come, so wealth will come, and he will have a very long life. Then she gets again the mudrika of Srimadhi Radhika. Yes, she did not say. Again, laddu and something took that boy, Madhumangal. Then they asked Krishna that you should come to Javat and take boatman, Malpua, Puri and all this. All is ready there. Krishna told that I only take prasadam in a Brahmin house. And that Brahmin must be Vaishnava. Otherwise in Gop house I don't take anything. And now I have some vrata. Vrata, you know?
No.
Fasting and eating. So I will not take anything from you. She has so much faith because he is not taking anything. If a man does not take anything, the other person has so much faith upon us. So he can very faith. She prayed Krishna that I pray you once if you are not taking. I pray that when I will send any person to you, you should come. Whether I may, maybe there or not maybe, whether I will be absent or present, you should make worship to my sister-in-law, Mati Rajita. I will request you. Krishna told that it is very absurd for me to come. By chance I have today come here. I cannot come daily. So if by chance I will have any occasion, then I may come and complete it. But I have received my dakshina that you have given a heart to me, and she should also give a heart to me, Srimati Radhika. She told her sister-in-law that she should give just to give your heart to this priest, to become very loved, and become loved. And Sakhis are also very much pleasant. After that, Krishna told that priest told, I have to go to Gargi for taking, and it is being late, so late. If I will not go, they will not take anything. So they are hungry, so I should go. So taking, because it was third prahar, aparanna, and boys are waiting for Krishna, cows are waiting for Krishna. He was very hurried, and he went with Madhumangal there. And Srimati Radhika returned to Javat with her mother-in-law and all the gopis, but always remembering, and feeling separation with Krishna. Then Krishna came to Kusum Sarovar, and near Govardhan, all cows and all friends were waiting for Krishna so much. So they came and as one dressed to Krishna. Who will touch first Krishna? Then Krishna, all boys are telling that we are hungry and we have something, so you should also join and we will eat and take. We were not taking anything for you, so you have come and let us this to take. All sat down in the midst. Krishna sat down there and everyone knowing that Krishna is before me and very in front of me and side by side me. At that time Baldev told Madhumangal. Madhumangal was silent. He was not telling or asking and doing nothing. And he took that potli of laddu here and sat on that and very grave. Baldev told the oh Brahmin, why you are so grave? And what is under your ears? He told that tumko kya jarurat hai? What need you have? Don't disturb me. And he has took a lathiya there and ready. Then Baldev thought that anything he has. And that two anguti rings he has banded in his
cross.
So he also make it here. That like this. And Baldev Prabhu took that laddu and that also. He began to cry and giving abhishap. Abhishap, you know?
Cross.
So, I am now going to Kamsa and I will tell that there are dacoits. And they are very bad in terms with me. And then I will go to Nandamara and Yasoda, I will tell them all things. And he began to weep. Then Krishna went and Santana Diya consoled him. That I'm just bringing you all things, you don't cry. So Baldev took that finger here and kept it. And afterward, he gave it to Srimati Radha, sent by Lalita and Vishakha. And all boys, see, making scene by Madhumangal, they took the laddus and began to give all others, and also to Brahmin Balak also. But he was so serious at that time. Did not take anything, and they took all laddus and like this, clapping, and he was crying and weeping, and at last Krishna. This is the past tense of here. We should do pranam here, and the sun worship of Srimati Radhika and the worship of Durga of Chandravali are only means to meet Krishna, not actually in worship of Sun or Durga or anyone. But the ignorant person don't understand all this. They worship Sun, they worship Durga. Even some Brajavasis also, those who don't know, but Brajavasis worship only Srimati Radhika, more than Krishna also. Everywhere Radhe, 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 not Krishna, Krishna. Anyhow, they are pralambu for us. This Bhumi is so sacred, and having the past sense of Krishna, it is brought down to this. And have dust on feet and eyes and heart, and this is now go to Radhakund and go down to Radhakund and take water and Jai Jai Sri Radhe,
Jai Jai Sri Radhe,
Jai Jai Sri Radhe. चला जाए
Radhika used to speak her father used to speak her God. And so she used to come to Santanapat. Is it the same as this?
Santanu is there in the way from Mathura to Govardhan. Santanu is the father of Gautama Pitama. Husband of Kanka. After his, in his old days, he left everything and came to Braja and worked with Radha Krishna at something. It was very fine.
But Radharani's father used to worship the sun there.
For outward, he was. Son of Sun, this is Han, mother of Sankira. Koti Koti Sun can come from the dust of the smells of Srimati Radhika. But our world, he was simple, rich of honey. Only this pastime star was the person from the hand of God is only participating non-qualified person. Sunday is only
and putting sun on both sides does because to remember that lila. Lila sun in the place where the lila is going on and doing the remembrance is very helpful.
Nick Tang.